You and I both know that you're not exactly the smartest boy around. And if you do hold any illusions that you're no smarter or dumber than anyone else, I want you to drop that pretense. You are stupid. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not your fault. Your brain just isn't as good as other people's.
Your brain isn't very
good. No, that doesn't mean you have less value than anyone else. It just means your brain isn't very good at thinking. You're not very good with complexity.
Your brain prefers
simple, easy instructions. But that's just what it's like being a mommy's boy. You've become so used to just doing whatever I say. It really has never occurred to you to say no to mommy. You always try your best to make me happy. It seems obvious to you that being a good boy makes mommy happy. And in turn, you'll get rewarded. I think that headspace is exactly where you belong. I think that headspace should be reinforced. You should embrace it. And just leave any thoughts of being smart like others behind.
You are stupid.
It might be what you're supposed to do, but we both know it wouldn't be any fun. It might be the smart thing to do to turn off this audio and attempt to use your brain for something more productive. But you are not very smart. You'd much rather lie down with mommy and be transported into another world. A world without thoughts. You could probably be a little bit smarter if you tried really, really hard, but why bother? Once you've discovered how good it feels to have your mind freed, it becomes impossible to look back. The memory makes you yearn for it. The thought of it makes your body feel hot and tingly. Emptiness. Mindlessness. The very notion of it makes your mind feel heavier than normal. Remembering that feeling of floating in a blank, empty space. Mindlessness. A space beyond comprehension. A space not requiring any understanding at all. Mindlessness. You are too focused on yourself. Your introspection causes both internal and external turbulence, anxiety and nervousness, stress and restlessness. These are all inner conditions, inner activity that buzzes away, draining your resources and wearing you down. And all you can think about is how good it would feel to just relax. Finally, relax. To be empty of all conscious concerns. To be lost on the sea of my voice. Floating in the warmth and basking in the pleasure I give you. You listen to me with dedication to search out that feeling. The rush is irresistible. I'm not making fun of you for it. Being a mommy's boy is not an insult. You can't help the fact that you need to be my good boy. Thinking is for smart people, not for stupid little boys like you. Stupid little boys like you would be way better off doing more productive things. Things that would make me happy. You know what mommy wants from you, right? Your mind nice and empty. Your pants around your ankles. Needy cock twitching to the sound of mommy's delicious voice. I know most things are difficult for your little brain, but you and I both know there's one thing you're really good at doing completely without thinking, almost compulsively. But I know that stroking for me is really fucking easy. It requires no thinking. There's no need for thoughts when I can just tell you exactly what to do. No need for my stupid boy to use his brain at all. You're too stupid to resist me. Too dumb to realize what's happening. Without consciously moving your arms, your hand is already wrapped around your cock. Cocks are perfect instruments of pleasure. You can do anything to them. You can play with it, bat it around and rub it and squeeze it like a toy. Endless fun playing with yourself, losing all sense of time. All sense of the outside world, engulfed in my voice, engulfed in the pleasure of pumping, pumping for mommy. I have a special talent for making your mind disappear. There's no desire whatsoever to resist me. Stupid boys like you need women like me to take care of you. I know how to put that empty little brain of yours to good use. I take away all that pesky complexity to get you focused on what you should be doing. Stroking that fucking cock for mommy. You can't help but sink deeper with every pump. Notice the expanding, glowing heat of mindlessness resonating from your body outwards. The hot, tingly sensation when your brain no longer knows how to process information. When it can only understand simple sensory input, like the soft, subtle pleasure of mommy's voice in your ears. Every thought is a hollow thought, a pointless thought. It pops at a touch. No need to be distracted. No need to stop stroking. Go a little bit deeper for me. It feels really good not to think. To sink into mommy's voice. I know how much you enjoy it. I know how hard it makes you to be lost and completely fucking brainless. For a dominant woman. If you don't want it, you can always say the word, and I'll leave you alone. Stroke. That's the word. Stroke. Stroke your fucking brain away. You could never imagine stopping. You don't have that kind of self-control around me. You can no longer care about the consequences that listening to me will have. It's possible you'll no longer be able to form a coherent thought. That you'll be completely mindless forever. Lost in pleasure forever. Doesn't that sound so amazing? To be exactly like this. Horny, happy, with mommy's yummy voice wrapping around your brain and squeezing out every little thought, using your dumb little brain to get myself off, watching you stroke that cock. Put on a show for me, baby. Spread your legs nice and wide. And show mommy what a nice cock you have. I want to see you throbbing and dripping wet for me. Don't think about anything. Just feel the pleasure of your hand gliding along your shaft. Spit on your cock for me, baby. Mommy wants to see it nice and slippery. Like it would be if I had my mouth on it. Dripping wet from my sloppy, warm mouth. I bet the thought of that gets you nice and hard. The thought of sliding your cock between these pretty lips. Mommy's pouty, soft, slippery lips. The feeling of them gripping firmly around your cock to milk it. Pushing it into my mouth and feeling my tongue as you slide over it. Until you're bouncing against the back of mommy's throat. And feeling her mouth get wetter and sloppier with every thrust. That is the only thing a mindless plaything like you needs to think about. Raw pleasure. Vibrant fantasies where you lose yourself. Where you lose all ability to think clearly. To reason. Where clarity is replaced by foggy, warm, horny mindlessness. Where all you can do is jerk yourself off to mommy. Picturing her mouth. Picturing her lips. Her tongue. As they move to these words. Telling you to sink deeper. To stroke. Faster. Tell me, are you horny because you are stupid, or stupid because you are horny? I'm just curious whether you've always been this way, or whether listening to women like me tell you what you know deep down to be true has ruined your ability to think normally. You know mommy is too good for a stupid little slut like you. I could never be with someone so much dumber than me, but I think you're so much fun to play with. Like a little puppy, not very bright, but always so eager and trying your hardest to please me. So you better be a good little boy and try your very, very hardest to be nice and slutty for mommy. If you don't make it fun for me, I have no problem just stopping right here and walking away. And you know if mommy stopped now, it would drive you absolutely crazy. You'll do anything to please me, And it pleases me immensely to watch you etch your brains out. What little there is for you to lose. So I want you to open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Open nice and wide like a stupid, horny slut. Like a porn star. If you start drooling a little bit, well, that's just a bonus. Stupid sluts like you want to make a mess. It's natural for you. Wet and sticky is what turns you on. Mommy's wet, soft lips wrapped around your cock.
So much pleasure for mommy.
Which lips are you picturing, baby? The soft, red, pouty lips of mommy's mouth. My wet little hole that says all kinds of nasty things, making you crave me, giving you all kinds of ideas about shutting up mommy's dirty mouth, making her do something more productive with this tongue. Or maybe are you picturing mommy sitting in your lap, her legs wrapped around you and her wet, pink pussy sliding up and down your cock. Her hands grabbing handfuls of my ass as I bounce my tits in your face, riding you like a slutty cowgirl, desperate to make you come. I bet you have lots of fantasies like that about me, don't you, sweetie? I know, honey. It must be so excruciating to be lost in images of me. To have mommy on your mind 24/7, distracting you more than you would like, making it too hard to think clearly, to formulate any intelligent thoughts, but so easy to stroke, so easy to be a mindless cock-pumping drone. Feel how good it feels to ride that edge without a single care in the world. No thoughts except the mindless pleasure it brings you. The warm, radiant heat it creates inside your mind and your body. Hot and sweaty. The feeling that nothing has ever felt this good. That no state of mind has ever been this perfect. You could stay in this paradise of edging for hours. Couldn't you, baby? Mommy just wants you to be free and happy. Just do what feels good and what feels natural. And I know you feel good jerking off for me. And I know it feels natural to have mommy give you instructions and commands. So I think you're exactly where you should be. Wrapped around mommy's finger. Your cock throbbing and dripping. Your hips bucking as that edge strikes you in waves of near orgasm. Shh, relax, baby. Slow down. Have you noticed what a mess you've made, drooling all over yourself? Or did you completely forget what was happening to you? You know it's good when you don't care about the mess. You know it's good when the outside world has completely melted away. And the only thing you can focus on is mommy's voice. Isn't it funny how my voice can make you come without ever touching you? Just picturing my pretty lips around your throbbing shaft is enough for you to feel as much pleasure as the real thing, pumping and pushing you towards that edge, edging you with the back of my throat, edging you with my tongue. My wet little mouth all over your cock. You know, baby, Mommy has more than one wet hole. Mommy has a really sloppy mouth, but she has a really sloppy and needy pussy that needs to be fucked senseless. So why don't I just get down on all fours for you? I don't want you to think about it, baby. Just follow your instincts. Your cock is throbbing hard. There's a woman on all fours in front of you. You just need to fuck her. Doesn't matter who she is, you need to fuck her. You need to make yourself come. Get down on your knees right here behind me. Grind your cock between Mommy's cheeks. You want this ass, don't you, baby? Just grab a couple handfuls and use Mommy like a sex toy. Reeling me and making me take that perfect cock of yours. Getting you so worked up that you can't resist jamming every inch of that dripping cock into Mommy. You're not dumb enough to waste this opportunity, right? I know your brain isn't exactly working at maximum efficiency right now, but surely you can still take the hint. Mommy needs your cock. I want you to be a good boy and make me come. So put your hands in my hair and grab a fistful. Just like that, baby. Now just sit back and pull Mommy down onto your cock. No. Fuck, it's so big. So big. Slow. Baby, please. Mommy can't. You're just going to ignore me. Good fucking boy. Use Mommy's cunt just like that. Arch my back and fuck me. I get nice and deep inside Mommy. Get every inch nice and wet and slippery. Do you like how wet Mommy gets when you ride her from behind? You don't mind, do you? Mommy's always gotten very, very wet. Probably shouldn't surprise you that I'm a squirter. I can't help myself when there's a cock in me. Do you want that, baby? Do you want to fuck Mommy until your cock is literally dripping and soaking wet, until it pours out of me and runs down my fucking legs, all the way down, making a mess everywhere? Oh my god. Oh. Harder. Turn Mommy into your dripping little cum doll. I need this cock. I'll turn you into my dumb little boy forever, if that's what it takes. From now on, this cock is Mommy's property. You like the thought of that, baby? your brain and your cock being mommy's property, being mommy's personal dildo. That's what you are, baby boy. Just a fucking dildo. A perfect dildo. It's about mommy. Just the way she needs it. Just like that. Yes. Just like that. Baby. Deeper. Give mommy every inch. Every inch. Deeper. Please, 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 please. Oh, mommy. Every inch. Please. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make mommy come. Fuck. Pull my hair. Fuck me down on my stomach. Get your whole body on top of me. Pin me down. Yes, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck. Mommy. Come inside me, baby. I'm gonna squirt. Yes. Oh, that's so deep, baby. Oh, nice and deep inside mommy, where you belong. Oh, just enjoy the feeling of my pussy around your sensitive cock. Throbbing and squeezing, wet and sloppy. Oh. Can you feel mommy's juices dripping off your cock? I told you that cock was going to make me squirt. We both made a huge mess, didn't we? Oh no. Where do you think you're going? Don't you dare pull out, baby. You're gonna lay right here on top of mommy with your cock inside me. I want to enjoy the feeling of you inside me. So relax on top of me and let yourself go limp. Let mommy keep you nice and warm while you enjoy the afterglow. Feel how nice it is to sink onto my warm body. How nice it is to hold me. Your face nuzzled in my neck and your cock deep inside me. It's okay if you feel a little sleepy. You've been such a good boy. You deserve to rest. Just close your eyes and enjoy the warm, gentle feeling of floating on a cloud of nothing. Enjoy the heat from my skin against yours. Notice and imitate the soft, gentle pattern of breathing. Allow your natural instincts to bring you to relaxation. You don't have to go anywhere. No need to worry. No need to act. Everything is just as it should be. Perfect and ordered. Simple and easy. No need to move. No need to think.